Anybody open?
Come on back.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Paul.
I'm in.
Cool.
I'm in.
All right. Cards?
Three.
A one, a two, a three to you.
The great poker face. Keep it up, you'll make Mount Rushmore. Three. Who deals these cards deals trash.
Father?
Two, please.
One, two, buckle my shoe.
Father, I thought you were supposed to trust your fellow man.
Not when there's $8 in the collection plate.
Quarter. Four.
Come on, you'll give it away.
Clinger.
Three. A face card and a deuce, huh, Clinger? Come on! Your nose is the mirror of your soul.
I'd like to use that sometime.
Oh, I'd be flattered.
Dealer takes three. Uh-huh. Radar?
$1.
Dollar to you, brother?
Without even a peek, I will raise it $2.
Special glasses?
A Vatican PX.
Three to you, Woody. Call?
Garbage. Two to you, Smiley.
Full house. Three's over deuces.
Oh,
father.
Boy, I must be ahead about $12. I can buy my mom some more electrolysis.
The gift for the woman who has everything.
Well, I gotta go.
Sit down, laughing boy. I'm out 85.
Deal. Daddy needs a new garter belt.
Oh, gee, I'd like to play some more, but I gotta fill out the morning report, the monthly report, type four letters for Colonel Potter, and massage my gums.
It's almost midnight.
I'll see you. Thanks a lot for all the swell money.
I hate a guy who quits early when he's ahead.
Woody, when Radar says he's got work to do, he means it.
If it weren't for that leprechaun, 4077 would be a license plate.
Well, I should go. I promised Finch I'd stop by post-op. He's in for dysentery.
Ah, my favorite holiday. How much you out, Father?
16. Well, unlucky at cards, unlucky at love.
Yeah. There's my new garter belt. I have to hold up my stockings with Band-Aids.
Ingenious.
Stings, pulls clumps of hair off my legs. That's what those were. I thought they were wounded rats.
I'm ready to pack it in. Time for Betty Bye.
As the butch guys say at the front. See you at breakfast.
Not me, it's porridge.
I found two eggs under a snake. What do you say, Woodruff? You owe me 85.
Get you next time.
How's that?
I ain't got it.
You should have gotten out of the game.
You owe me 35 from last week.
Guys, I got obligations. I also play poker at HQ.
Good, because you're not playing here anymore.
Oh, come on,
no,
guys.
Forget it. You stiffed this twice.
Oh, okay. Look, don't get sore. Got something better than money.
Yeah, your health, but I can't spend your health.
Look, I'm in charge of the I-Corps mimeograph setup.
And I'm in charge of spleens and small intestines.
You guys know what comes out of mimeograph machines?
Waste paper?
Promotions. I can promote you. How would you like Major Hawkeye Pierce?
I'd rather be Dr. Pierce with a liquor store in front and surgery in back. How about you? You want to be Major B.J. Honeycutt? What's so funny?
Play this on your mimeograph machine. Lieutenant Radar O'Reilly.
Don't you ever salute, Corporal.
Well, anything for me?
Just your aftershave lotion, sir.
You little poop. You planned that whole salute.
Come. It's me. Oh. What? Mail call, sir. Ma'am. That's a package from Lieutenant Colonel Penobscot, your beloved betrothed-to-be.
I know who he is. Oh, that thoughtful darling. He knows I love fine leathers.
asked for communion wafers, and they sent me Ritz crackers.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Father. Supply's mostly Presbyterian.
Mercy, mercy. Did they at least send the biblical bookmarks?
Oh, yes, sir. It's athletic equipment. You know, slingshots.
With a slingshot like that, I think David could have slain two Goliaths.
Come in.
Yeah, I'll call Lieutenant Baker.
Radar, why do you always leave so quickly? Hit and run?
Well, you know how the mail is. It doesn't wait for hail or sleet or rain or bad spark plugs or whatever. So they can caught in your towel.
Radar.
Hmm?
What about us?
You mean you and me and you?
Mm-hmm. When are you going to make a real delivery?
I left the meal in your bed.
Radar, how obvious can I be? You can kiss me if you want.
Oh, no. I don't think that would be very fair.
All is fair in love and war.
No, I mean, I think I'm getting a strep throat. Besides, you're an officer. I'd be happy to salute you.
Whoa! That stank!
You ought to be in pictures. Wah, wah. You're wonderful to see. Wah, 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 wah.
Clinger.
My colonel?
Knock off the wah-wahs.
Yes, sir, but it's a group arrangement.
Just cut and watch my wart.
In my hands, your wart is sacred.
Mail.
Anything for me?
Just junk mail. Want to sell your house?
We rent.
Then you didn't get any mail.
How did I do?
Pretty good, sir. You got a letter from your granddaughter.
Oh, open it and read it.
Well, it might be personal.
What could a 5-year-old kid write that's personal?
Well, potty stuff and...
Read it.
You ought to be in pictures.
Wawa.
Dear Grandpa.
Right kid for 5.
Made toast at 3.
I put milk on my cereal at 4.
Good man. Go on.
Mama says, how are you? Mama says, I am fine. Mama says, I hope you are fine, too. Mama says, don't play with ashtrays because they're furniture. O-O-O-X-X-X.
That's hugs and kisses.
Oh.
Anything else?
Yes, sir. This came from my corps.
Read it.
From R.J. Megan, commanding officer I Corps, to Sherman Potter, commanding Mobile Armored Surgical Hospital 4077. Regarding the...
Well?
Take it easy, kid.
Re, the promotion of O'Reilly, Walter, Corporal, 391-1810, to Second Lieutenant, U.S. Army Reserve. Well, I'll be John Brown. You jump from Corporal over Sergeant to Second Lieutenant.
There must be a mistake. I'm just a kid.
No mistake. That's your serial number. That's war. Crazy things happen. Friend of mine was a plumber one day and in charge of the Panama Canal the next.
You son of a gun. Let me lay one on you.
Oh, come on, Clinger, at ease.
You better get used to it, Lieutenant.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep one thing in mind here, Lieutenant. Be nice to us GIs. You were an enlisted man yourself once, remember?
Absolutely fan-damn-tastic.
I Corps probably heard he was doing a great job. Kid? Sir?
Well, I have been practicing on my spelling.
Did you hear about Radar?
His hamster win the Kentucky Derby?
He's a second lieutenant.
You're no kidding. Fooling.
Just can't figure it out. Does a good job. Everything in triplicate. Sharpens my pencil every day.
Outgoing in the outgoing box, incoming in the incoming box.
Who could ask for anything more?
But Corporal, a second lieutenant, there's got to be an answer. A reward for heroism, something, like throwing himself on a live grenade.
I saw him throw himself on a case of rotten spam.
Ate the whole thing.
I like to see the boy get ahead, but it's so cockeyed.
Maybe Colonel Blake put him in for it.
And it just took time.
Yeah.
I'm going to check with I Corps.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Colonel. You start challenging their decisions, they get cranky.
I better check.
Woody.
Well, yeah, the guy to call is Master Sergeant Woodruff.
Know him personally?
Uh-huh. His mother and mine were in the USO.
Entertainers?
No, jelly donuts.
Hey, jelly donuts. Radar!
Oh, he's,
Oh, the lieutenant is still delivering the mail.
Yeah.
How do you start this confounded thing?
That's a mystery.
Yeah, only 2 people can work that thing.
Radar and Sergeant Marconi.
Yeah, we'll never get him here.
Hello, I Corps. Got him.
Oh, good.
Master Sergeant Woodruff.
He's probably not there.
No, he's there.
Sergeant Woodruff. Oh, yes, Colonel Potter. 4077 MASH. Yes, Colonel. The O'Reilly promotion. Oh, I'll look it up, sir. Yes, sir, I have it right here. Efficiency, punctuality, and bugling over and above the call of duty.
Thank you, Sergeant. The promotion's legitimate.
The promotion's legitimate.
Oh, really?
Bugling. My horse can bugle better than him.
Maybe your horse is up for promotion, too.
From gelding to stud.
That'd be unusual.
40 years in this man's army, I've never seen a soldier promoted because of his lips.
If he could play tuba, he'd make colonel. I'm just kidding, Colonel. Just, you know, joking.
Keegan! Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks.
This is mine.
That's mine.
Look at the mark. Can't you read Korean? Tall man, black hair, snotty attitude. This is yours. See? Taller man, many teeth, use extra soap on shorts.
I resent that. You could eat off my shorts.
Hi, guys. Sirs.
Oh, dear. Is it time for your rumba lesson?
No, I just come over to show you something.
Don't tell me. You're growing sideburns.
Continental, yet depraved.
Come on, I don't have sideburns. Look.
You're letting your armpits grow.
Look again.
Got a hickey?
Harder.
Okay. Radar's a second lieutenant.
I thought it was a laundry mark.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. It's a real surprise. I tell you, it just come right out of the blue.
Oh, I'm not surprised. The way you've been working, toting that barge, lifting that bale.
Not getting drunk and landing in jail.
And it happened.
It was in the cards.
What's he doing in officer's country?
Careful, Frank. Check the collar.
That's blasphemy. You can be shot for impersonating an officer.
They haven't shot you yet, Frank.
Don't sass me, fella. I'm turning them in. You'll hang from the highest yardarm in this man's army.
Frank, yardarm is Navy.
Gendarme is Army.
Sir,
I don't understand this. A short, nearsighted, uneducated, lower-class clerk makes lieutenant?
That's Frank's way of saying congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, OR shortages.
Shortages.
Sulfa, IV tubing, rubber gloves, masks, sutures, 4-0 silk. You got that, Lieutenant O'Reilly?
Yes, ma'am.
Lieutenant O'Reilly. I'll never get used to that.
Me neither. Jinky bottoms. When I made corporal, I broke out in hives.
Tell me the truth, O'Reilly. Do you have a relative, distant relative, who's maybe a general, an admiral, big brass?
My Uncle Howard's a notary public.
Anybody can be a notary public.
He's also a dance instructor. Okay, ma'am, I'll go to supply and get this stuff.
Negative!
What, Tiff?
You are commissioned. You do not perform menial tasks. Designate authority, Lieutenant O'Reilly. Get some enlisted men and start in supply and take care of the OR.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am?
Now what?
Is it okay if I try the officer's latrine?
Of course.
Oh, boy. National Geographic. Okay, guys, up.
Oh, buzz off, O'Reilly.
Well, come on.
Shove.
Hey, look, I hate to do this, but I gotta give you an order. You guys gotta take some stuff over to OR.
Never fails, right, Igor? You make a guy an officer and he turns into a fink.
Ain't it the way?
Does he remember when you lent him that O'Henry Barber at the movies?
Uh-uh.
Does he remember all that good garbage you gave him for his hamster?
Beats me.
Exactly.
Come on, see, just because a guy makes officer doesn't mean you gotta walk all over him.
Look, I'm gonna tell you once more, Tiny Tim, shove.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Okay. I'll tell you what you do. You take this and you fill that out. Then you deliver it to O'Reilly, okay? And that's an order.
I'd really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Look, see? I'm an officer now, huh? I'm allowed to do that.
So I heard, and you're not allowed.
No, ma'am, you remember when you caught me in your towel and you said you wanted to kiss me? Well, it's legal now, and I'd really like to try it at least once.
Lieutenant, you don't understand. I love the underdog. I used to root for the St. Louis Browns.
What happened to you and me and you?
Lieutenant, you still don't understand. You're no longer forbidden fruit.
I'm not? I'm confused. You like me, now you don't like me?
Lieutenant O'Reilly, report to Colonel Potter.
Lieutenant, the Colonel is paging you.
I mean, just because I got a new uniform, I've got bars.
Radar.
That's me.
I'm not a clerk, I'm a medic. Every time I answer the phone, I gotta take off an earring.
You shouldn't wear the earrings.
Just because you're a lieutenant, don't make you a fashion consultant. Crazy Army. Wish I could hear through my nose.
Well, is Klinger getting the hang of the job?
He's doing just fine, sir.
If you need me, I'll be lancing a boil.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's get going, Klinger.
Call me Corporal.
Why?
I have to call you Lieutenant.
Not when we're alone. Crime, Ace.
You know me, Lieutenant. I'm GI all the way. I go by the book.
Wearing dresses?
But always in the best taste. Let's get on with the stuff.
First, there's the radio. See this switch here? That turns on the power. See the little red light?
Cute.
Okay, now I just want to review for a second. What's this little red light mean?
Tinkerbell's alive?
Come on, be serious. Geez, when I'm out doing second lieutenant stuff, you're in charge here.
Joy to the world.
All right, now look. This whole thing also runs the PA system, right? Now, watch me, please, because I'm going to make an announcement. Okay, this switch here, you switch to PA. See? Okay, now you pick this up. You hold it like this. All right? Now, before you talk or anything, you test it. You blow.
Announcement coming over.
If the war's over, meet me under the clock at Grand Central in 10 years. We'll go dancing.
I lead.
Then you buy.
This is just a test. Testing, testing. Five,
if I'd known there was going to be a test today, I'd have studied.
See? Okay, now why don't you try one? No. It's too wet. You'll get it all rusty. How'd the boil go, Sherm?
Gangbusters.
You call the old man Sherm?
Oh, sure. Officers always call each other by their first name.
What'd you call
Colonel,
me?
Colonel, sir. Colonel. He's a little cranky when he lances a boil. Here, now you try an announcement.
Like what?
Oh, the movie tonight. Here, just read what's on this paper.
Will this make me a star?
Oh, come on. Stop forcing around.
Attention! All personnel!
Hold it.
Now what?
You forgot to blow. Spit blow.
I'm Lebanese. We're full of the juices of life. Attention, all personnel. The movie for tonight, One Ticket to Broadway, starring Lyle Bennett, Mitzi Price, Leonard W. Grossman, and Teddy the Wonder Lizard.
Come on, there's no lizard in there. Will you stop fooling around?
There's no lizard in that picture.
That was two lizards to Broadway.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Klinger, can't you do anything right?
Get off my back, Lieutenant.
You're just jealous.
I hope you choke on them bars.
Oh, yeah? Let's do a test.
Too wet.
You're right.
Oh, who goes there?
Lieutenant Walter O'Reilly. Hey, wait a minute.
Password.
Where's Igor?
Wrong.
Igor, for Pete's sake, get up. Come on.
What's the matter?
You're on guard duty. You could be shot.
Why, did the kid fall asleep?
What if an officer caught you?
An officer did. What is this child doing with a rifle?
Password.
Oh, shut up.
Wrong again.
Put this man on report, Lieutenant O'Reilly.
Now, you see the trouble you got me into?
Lucky for you, I wasn't asleep. They'd have shot you, Fink.
Look at this. R.J. Hardledge has been named nudist of the year.
Great credentials. Entrez-vous.
A born head waiter.
Serious?
What do you want, shave tail?
Sir, I want to talk to the captains.
You little snip, you just want to talk about me behind my back, don't you?
No, sir, I want to talk about me, sir, behind my back.
Frank, would you excuse us?
I'm plucking the hair from my mole.
Do it Sunday, I'll serve cocktails.
Come on, Frank, beat it.
Nerds.
Why don't you go talk to Margaret? You know, I think I saw Margaret out walking before.
With her whip?
Wearing boots?
Gee, maybe she wants to be friends again.
I thought he'd never leave. What's up, Motorman?
Look, I got a big problem.
You're chafing again. I told you, keep dry.
There's plenty of talcum.
No, it's up here. I'm going loony.
Insanity is just a state of mind. What's up?
Well, you know, the first time somebody salutes you, it's really swell. But now, geez, Zale hates me, Igor hates me, Klinger really hates me. I mean, holy cow, I'm not one of the guys anymore. And I don't fit in with the officers either. When I was enlisted, I kept wishing I was an officer. Now I'm an officer and I hate it.
Grass is always greener.
Klinger's got my old job and he's spitting in the microphone. Puts the red folders with the blue folders. He made a choker out of my typewriter ribbon. And geez, I'm so lonesome. All I got is...
Your teddy bear?
Yeah.
Would you like to be an enlisted man again?
You guys do that?
We're doctors. It's an easy operation.
Simply have somebody remove your bars.
How low would you like to get busted?
No lower than corporal. That way I can keep up the payments on my mom's electrolysis.
Good thinking. Cheer up, soldier. Your demotion is in the bag.
Congratulations. You're no longer a gentleman.
Can I take these off now?
No, I wouldn't. You could get in trouble.
An officer impersonating an enlisted man.
Thank you.
It's okay, Rick.
Thank you, BJ.
Sure.
Gee, how can I ever thank you?
Well, you can give us your firstborn.
And an order of fries.
You know any fast girls?
You know any slow ones?
Oh, boy.
Like it?
Oh, yes, it's really swell. Except I'm sweating all over the mail.
I have to go on duty now. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. What if you don't get any mail?
Wing it, stud.
So what happened?
Oh, come on.
What did you do in there?
First base, second, third, home plate.
Come on, I don't kiss it down.
Oh, struck out. Hey, look.